Hello. This is Noah, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome to a show I like to call Foxtrot, where I play things I think are good and or interesting. And the thing I just played there was Fresas con Crema from the, I don't know, the Unquiet Live Session, I think that's what that is, by Mexican Slum Rats. I'm going to be honest, I forgot how I found this song. I know nothing by Mexican Slum Rats, the band, except that song that I forget how I found. But I think it's a nice little ditty. Like, it's nothing, like, crazy. But I don't know, it's like, yeah, I could have fun to this. So that's what I did. I just had fun to that, and I hope you did too. Okay, I have some music to play. We're gonna listen to it. I'm gonna talk about it, and yeah, really spicing up the Foxtrot formula tonight. So, without further ado, let's listen to the proverbial music. Here is Advanced Falconry.
Thank you. watching TV, tired, bleeding on the bed. The milk is just expired, all the leaves are dead. I'm not quiet, you've been quiet, just receiving what you said. Reelings, feeding, feelings filled by everything you fed. I see you as you see yourself through all the books you read. Overwhelmed with guilt and realizing the disease. You give me chills, I've had it with the chills.
Vision.
too far. I could stay here forever if I let myself, picking dust off my bright star. Yeah. Heart of stone weighs on me, heavy bed just hits the lights and call it a night. I got reason to believe this old house gave me a revelation I wasn't prepared to receive. Yeah. You've been called upon the duration, we're keeping the pace, hunting for open space. We might get tangled up, I got nothing to say, but don't make a difference. I might turn up the heat, it's getting late and my fire burns out at midnight.
Okay, we just listened to Burns Out at Midnight by Waxahachie off her new album Tiger's Blood. Right before that, we listened to Adrian Linker's Vampire Empire off of her new album titled Bright Future. And right before that, we listened to Advanced Falconry by Mutual Benefit. First, I'll start out with that Mutual Benefit song. I just like the strings. That's really it. I heard those strings and I was like, whoa, this has some sauce to it. And so that's why I decided to play it today. I thought it was like a nice little pairing is the wrong word. I thought it went well with the other two songs I just played. I don't know anything about Mutual Benefit. Although I will say last week when I was like, who is this guy? When I heard the song, he was playing in Somerville like that day. I didn't go. Obviously, but yeah, it's a pleasant song. It's quaint. I was hanging out. I was chilling, vibing, chillaxing, chillibing. You could say that. Anyway, Vampire Empire by Adrian Linker. Of course, this comes off her new album, Bright Future, but big thief heads know that this song's been around for a while. Real big thief heads know this song's been around for longer than a while. And this is a big deal for me that this version was released. Let me explain. So Vampire Empire, as far as I know, first entered the zeitgeist. That's the wrong usage of the word, I don't care. When they, like, performed it on Colbert, and I got, like, obsessed with that Colbert video because it was the greatest thing I've ever heard. And then they released the song in, like, July or June or whatever, and the Colbert thing was, like, last March, I don't know. Like, maybe this time last year. And, it was, like, good. Like, I was cool with the release version. And it kind of blew up a little bit for them in terms of, like, Spotify streaming numbers. I'm going, this is a huge tangent, but you need to know how I feel about this. But the problem is, in my opinion, one of my favorite lyrics in the original was the Fish and Gills lyric. And then in the Big Thief Spotify version, release version, I don't know, they got rid of it. And I was like, well, that's the best lyric of the song? I was so mad. And so what a delight it was to hear this new version of the song. I don't know if it's a new version. This other version of the song, in which the Fish and Ghost lyric is back. When I heard that, I jumped for joy. I was in the library. I heard she's the fish and gills, whatever. I don't know what even she says. I'm just too elated to care. I was like, this is the greatest day of my life. Like, my whole day changed. I was having, like, an average morning. I heard Fish in My Gills. I was like, this, I am thrilled. I am so happy. Yeah. That's the best part of the song for me. And then it's also just like a fun reimagining of that song. I love the piano. The whole album is like weirdly lo-fi. And I don't mean that in a derogatory sense. I feel like if you listen to the album before this, she released songs, it's like much higher. Higher quality production is the wrong word. High fidelity. I don't know. Whatever you want to say. Hi-fi. Who cares? But I don't know. It's a very distinct. It's like she recorded it in like a small basement. And I have no problem with that. Like, I think it's a cool effect, and it works for that song, and it works for the whole album. If you haven't listened to it, check out Adrian Linker's Bright Future. Speaking of new albums that are, like, good, Waxahachie Burns Out at Midnight was the last song we listened to there. This song comes off her new album, Tiger's Blood. This was I was highly anticipating this album after the first single released, that being Right Back to It, featuring MJ Lenderman, who, spoiler alert, is going to be heard tonight. This album is also great. It's, like, indie twang is having a moment. And, like, country twang, it's a renaissance right now. And I'm happy about it. And this album is one of those things. This song was a standout for me when I heard the album for the first time. I'm definitely going to go back to the album. I had a good time listening to it, and I want to listen to it again. But, yeah, she's got a lovely voice. I don't have much to say. It's a good song. I don't have a tangent like I did with Vampire Empire. So without further ado, we'll keep listening to music. Hopefully I won't talk that much again, but I had to get that off my chest. Okay, here is Mary in the Junkyard.
Widen my horizons, please. There's so much I don't know about this land. Talk to myself to no reply. Open my eyes, please. I feel like an alien here, breathing from a separate hole. Close my eyes and see myself high above the city.
Oh,
Wowza. We just listened to SUV by MJ Lenderman. Sorry for spoiling that one. Right before that, we listened to My Year, parentheses, This Is Going To Be, by 12 Rods. And right before that, we listened to Tuesday by Mary in the Junkyard. Okay, Mary in the Junkyard, to my knowledge, has like two songs that have been released commercially, I guess you could say. I don't know about I haven't seen their Bandcamp. Maybe there's more on Bandcamp. But in terms of Spotify, Mary in the Junkyard has two songs. Tuesday, the one we just listened to, or the first song we just listened to in this little set, being one of those songs. And it is incredible. It's so cool. I don't know. I feel like every time I listen to it, I'm like, oh, it's okay. And then you get to the last 2 minutes, you're like, oh, this is great, fantastic, wonderful, beautiful, wondrous, amazing. Like, I don't know. Like, it's just, it's really good. So, I don't know. Personally, I'm excited to see more of what Mary in the Junkyard does. I don't have anything else to say about it besides the fact that the guitar kind of quasi-noise rock they got going on there is wonderful. And I enjoyed it immensely. You can quote me on that. Noah of Foxtrot fame enjoys Tuesday by Mary in the Junkyard, especially like the last 2 minutes of it. Okay. Next, we listen to My Year, parentheses, this is going to be, and parentheses, close parentheses, I don't know, by 12 Rods. And, I don't know. This song's like kind of, like, I don't know why the song's appealing. The singing isn't like particularly great. There's nothing like crazy about the instrumentals, but it's kind of like addicting. Like, it's almost like, you know when you're sick, and like, I feel like cough drops don't do a ton, but you're like, I don't know, these are like kind of good. And that's how I feel about this song, where it's like, it doesn't like, it's not doing a ton for me, but I'm like, I should listen to that again. I don't know why. So to my knowledge, 12 Rods has been around since like the 90s, took like a hiatus. They're back now. 2023 release this song is from. I haven't listened to it. Maybe I will. Maybe their whole album is like that. I don't mean to be... I enjoy the song. I don't want to be like, I hate it. It's like a cough drop. Even though that is what I compared it to. I wish I had anything more interesting to say about it. I'm kind of not... A little sleepy tonight. But that's okay. And then finally, SUV by MJ Lenderman. This song comes off his album Boat Songs. I hope I haven't played this before. There's a real chance that I did at the beginning of last year. And you know what? That's okay. Because I really enjoy this song. It's like fun. It instills in me this unique type of sadness and like despair almost. And I don't know why. Like the lyrics convey sort of that, I guess, but in a very unique way that I feel like is, I mean, it's not unique. I'm just like a white guy who's been through a breakup once or twice, but I don't know. I think it's like good. As I do, I'm a huge MJ Lenderman guy. I've been going through an MJ Lenderman phase since like this past summer, and it's wonderful. MJ Lenderman and Wednesday, for all that matter, feel free to come back to Tufts University. I will be in attendance if you perform here again, and you can quote me on that. I will shake your hand to prove it, that I will be there. Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing right now, but what I do know is that while Somerville may be New England's most densely populated city, the spectacular open outdoor public parks, paths, and recreation areas along the Mystic River are close by to every resident of Somerville and Medford. From the Tufts campus, it's just a 4-block walk west to get to a trail along the Mystic River Reservation. The most dangerous part is crossing Route 16, so be careful there. You can walk, run, jog, bike, play tennis, and picnic. Or bring your own gear to have fun in the grassy fields. The Tufts Backhoe, I hope I said that right, Sailing Pavilion is a beautiful 2.5-mile trek mostly along the Mystic River, and a little less than a mile further up, the Shannon Beach on the upper Mystic Lake provides plenty of sand, pine trees, and seasonal swimming. Experience nature with all sorts of her gorgeous trees, grass, geese, ducks, hawks, rabbits, chipmunks, plus even turtles and eagles. Improve your physical and mental health. It's all free for you to enjoy every single day of the year along the nearby Mystic River Reservation. This has been a public service message from WMFO and for Tufts Non-Commercial Community Radio. Yeah, I endorse that. I'm also going to come clean. I realized I picked this one kind of almost at random. I was like, yeah, sure, I'll read this one. And then I didn't realize until the end, this is the same PSA my girlfriend read on her last show. So shout out Maddie. Listen to Pickled Beats every Saturday at 7 p.m. Okay, more music. I don't know. I feel like that was a little weird segment of me talking. I'm sorry. I'll talk less. Anyway, here's Mountain Time by A Savage.
Mountain Time wasn't on my mind that morning. I shot out of bed, you were curled in a ball. The sun was a dim strip of amber across the edge of the earth and the black oily blue of the sky. I heard your voice ask why. As I wiped the glass dry, mostly draws bulls these days, that's what I'd say. If ever anyone asked about you, I'd say it used to be horses, before that it was trucks. Say next it's container ships docking below a V-shape of ducks, but you always belong to yourself, even when you're not you. Every time I try escaping, I lose. Like yarn in a ball. Somewhere young lovers sneak out secretly. Somewhere a ball wrecks a jail to the ground. Like this, and nothing else is as perfect as the end of this bar after you've just sat down. Well, I live off paychecks, much like you kind folks. Just to hear several songs about fire. And I've hit hard times, but I'll still make it work. I'm not one of those jerks who just talk about themselves. You're often liars, but you always belong to yourself, even when you're no one. You might wear a disguise, but you'll never outrun. Like a bird on a glove, dried up like bones in the sand, bleeding like trees in October, bare as the palm of your hand, sweet as an hour going backwards, louder than the wind between planets. Up like yarn in a ball.
then you know when it's simple.
Anyway.
All right, gonna keep this brief. We just listened to New Mistake by Jellyfish. Right before that, we listened to Got the World at Your Fangs by Frog. And right before that, we listened to Mountain Time by A Savage. If you recognize the voice from that A Savage song, that's because it's the guy from Parquet Courts. His newly released album, I don't know how new, it's like a few months ago. It was like late 2023. Several songs about fire, which I really enjoyed. It's like, I think I enjoyed it more than the reviews I saw online about it. But it's like a nice little singer-songwriter. He's got a really distinct voice that I enjoy. Doesn't always hit the notes, but that's all right. I don't always hit the notes. I'm frequently missing notes. And, yeah, it's enjoyable. I think he's, like, witty. His songwriting, at least, is. And, yeah, I recommend. That was Mountain Time. It's a highlight. Right after that, we listened to Got the World at Your Fangs by none other than Frog. I feel like I play a lot of Frog on this show. But to be fair, the excuse this week is the fact that I went and saw Frog live, last Saturday, two Saturdays ago. And, shout out to my girlfriend, Maddie, for going with me. And, it was awesome. Like, I got to meet the guy. He was just doing the merch stand. So not only did I meet him, I, in fact, Venmo'd, the Frog lead guy. So that was pretty cool. He seems like a nice guy. The show itself was great. I had a great time. Super small venue, intimate venue. Enjoyed it. They played this song, Got the World at Your Fangs, and I was like, oh, yeah, this song's good. The more I listen to the album this is from, that album being Count Bateman, the more I just think it's a triumph. Like, I feel like if this was released 2 years, this was released, I think, 2019. If this was released in 2023, the way this would just capitalize right on that indie twang renaissance, like, it's not even funny. And you can kind of see that now. I mean, I think the hit song off that album, You Know I'm Down, it's like growing in numbers because people need the indie twang. And I don't know, this song's really good. The whole album's great. I'm really annoying about Frog, I think, to everyone that I know. But I mean, that they're just like unexpectedly really good. You kind of expect them to be sort of a gimmick band, and they're not. It's just like really good music. Shout out Frog. I said I was gonna be brief. I lied. And then finally, New Mistake by Jellyfish. If you look up power pop in the dictionary, this song shows up. It's like not the most complex songwriting ever, but it's a great time. Masterful use of the fade out at the end. Shout out fade out. And I don't know much else to say, but this is just like a fun song. It's like a 90s song. Technically, it's been remastered, but it's still a 90s song. I heard this for the first time like a few months ago, and it's a good time. I don't know. I thought about it again the other day, and I was like, I should play this on the radio. So I did. And, yeah, again, that was New Mistake by Jellyfish. Okay, I got a few more songs to play. Not much time to do it. Here is TV Girl.
Straight to the arms of someone else, and I'll the feeling linger. Drag it out a little longer. Does it put your mind at ease? But you're the one who brought them. You're the one who has to take them when you leave. And how long will it take before you start to hate yourself and go straight?
Okay, we just listened to Falling Apart by Slowpoke, and right before that we listened to Hate Yourself by TV Girl. I'll say a few quick things. That's a fun song by TV Girl. I like the piano, the whole rhythm part is fun. Shout out to Offbeats. Falling Apart by Slowpoke, that's like the famous Slowpoke song, or one of the famous Slowpoke songs, I don't know. It's a classic, it's great, it's beautiful, shout out to Slowpoke. Okay, this has been Foxtrot. If you enjoyed, I am here. Every Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, 12 a.m., however you want to phrase it. And, yeah, thank you for listening. Thank you if you're going to listen. And, I had a good time. I hope you had a good time. Sorry I was a little rambly today. It was just one of those nights, and that's okay. All right. We're gonna finish out with a cover of When You Sleep by Freako. So, again, this is Noah, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for listening, and I will see you all next week. Okay. Now, goodbye.
Turn. Yeah.